7 minutes after 2 o'clock, and it is a lucky time of day because it is a pleasure to welcome to Excursions for the very first time a Dayton-raised singer-songwriter makes his home in Nashville these days. But it will be in early March, March 9th, as a matter of fact, that he'll celebrate the release of his new CD at Hannah's in downtown Dayton. I've been listening to you online, and it is a pleasure to welcome you. Thanks for being here, Brooks Daugherty.
Well, thanks for having me, Nikki. I really appreciate it.
We find you at a wonderful sort of confluence of many years and varieties of work. You're about to release a CD. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, it just sounds great. If you would, just right off the bat,
sure,
show us a little bit of your wares.
Cool. This will be the first track on the record. It's called Going Nowhere.
Got a woman who lies all the time. She's a secret hard to find. It'll take a fool to believe it, and I know you know that she don't care. That ain't fair. She thinks we're going nowhere. I think we're going down. Got a bus that leaves today. She's begging me to stay. I'm torn, know what to do, but though my heart knows it ain't true. What a fool. She thinks we're going nowhere. I think we're going down. She found a man, but I bet he don't know what she's planned. I'm glad I ran. She thinks we're going nowhere. I think we're going down. She thinks we're going nowhere. I think we're going.
You are a great singer.
Well, thank you.
And you're a great picker.
Well, don't stop there, Nikki.
Don't stop there. And you really do seem to be a genuinely nice human being. So it seems like you got the whole ball of wax.
Well, thank you so much. That's very encouraging to hear. Thank
well,
you.
I mean it. And I have to say that I found out about you through Johnny Dredd.
Yes.
Longtime friend of the show. Just a
long
great musical.
Yeah, I love Johnny.
He's like, you've got to hear this guy. And he's coming up here. So you're releasing your CD March 9th. That's a Friday at Hannah's.
Yes.
Right in the heart of downtown Dayton. Mm-hmm. But you've been making your home in Nashville for a while.
Yeah, I've been down there for 5 years now. I moved down there from Dayton, and I moved directly to East Nashville, which I kind of just lucked out because East Nashville is such a happening place.
Where tons of songwriters and
right,
musicians
yeah,
of every stripe.
Yeah, I was just telling somebody earlier that it's like a Yellow Springs. It's kind of an artsy kind of district, and it's just a really cool spot.
Is there a lot of collaboration that just happens, just like naturally, sort
yes.
of like by osmosis, because so many artists?
I think so, because all of my friends are artists or musicians, all of my friends. So, and you kind of forget that when you're just hanging around, you know, just chilling and playing video games or doing just the normal things that we do aside from music. But yeah, literally everybody, my best friends in the band Roanoke that will actually be up here.
With you that
yeah,
night?
Mm-hmm. For March 9th. They live in a house like right next to mine. So it's like great. And just, you know, everybody is just around there doing stuff. And I do a lot of collaboration with them and a lot of recording. A couple of them are on my record, actually. So,
wonderful.
Yeah.
There must always be a guitar not in arm's reach. You wouldn't have to take too many steps.
We're tripping over them. There's so many of them. Yeah.
Of course, and I think I've told this joke on the air before, and it's sassy, but somewhat true. How do you get a songwriter off your porch in Nashville?
How?
Pay for the pizza. And you were saying you've really, really sort of saved and scrimped.
I don't even know if you can call it saving. It's just putting every dime that I have, which is very little as a musician in Nashville. I even fasted to save money to get it done. And the thing about it is it didn't take a whole lot of money to get the thing done. Because I had so many friends that just were willing to help and really believed in the project and were willing to collaborate and just give their time. And, you know, I'm really grateful at the end of the day because of that, you know.
Brooks Daugherty, live in the studio. Look for him on Facebook, Brooks Daugherty Music. And it's almost like daughter, but I won't say it. Not just the beginning. D-A-U-G-H.
Uh-huh.
E-R-T-Y.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's really Irish.
It very much is.
Yes.
You have a beautiful reddish hair, too.
Well, I'm pretty much Irish. I'm just Irish. I didn't do the genealogy.com thing, but I don't think I had to.
So spell Daugherty. Daugherty, just as Irishly as you can, and you've got it. Brooks, that's B-R-O-O-K-S-D-A-U-G-H-E-R. T-Y Music. Brooks Daugherty Music. And also you have an @, which is kind of cool. It's 8-R-O-O-X.
Yes, 8-R-O-O-X.
Which if you squint, it's like
it,
Brooks.
It looks like Brooks. Yeah, that was the – it was actually just by happenstance that happened, I guess.
Yeah. I've got a link to your personal page, and we'll get a – is there an event, Tony, going? Is there an event page going for that? We'll get that up on there as well. So, again, that's Friday, March 9th, Dayton's own Brooks Daugherty coming to celebrate the release of his new CD. What's the name of the collection?
It's actually the name of the record is called The Dakota Hill, which is funny because I'm in the studio with Nikki Dakota.
And we found out that we have a Dakota commonality.
Yes. The reason it's called The Dakota Hill is because I was in Sturgis, South Dakota, which you told me that you grew up
lived
in Sturgis.
Lived there
which,
many years.
Which is crazy. I was in Sturgis, South Dakota, and this whole record really has been kind of a journey of self-discovery for me. And I was out there on tour with a band playing bass, which I don't really have much business playing bass. Usually if somebody...
I'll bet you're good, though.
You're good at this guitar,
and that there's a commonality.
Well, it translates. I sound like a guitar player playing bass. But
hey,
if somebody's calling me for bass, it means that they've exhausted all of their other resources and contacts.
But you were game. You did it. They
needed
your help.
And it was difficult, but I was out there. It was a group that I'd never been with, and we were doing the Sturgis South Dakota Bike Week, which is just, I mean... If you don't know about it, it's one of the most amazing, incredible, crazy things that you've ever seen.
The Black Hills become clogged with hogs for 2 weeks before, 2 weeks after, and probably even more. What had started as a very, very small get-together is now just full-blown.
I think there was a million bikes there this year, which was crazy. I didn't get on any of them because I'm, you know, not crazy.
Not inclined.
But, the reason I call it the Dakota Hill, though, is because I was going definitely through a part of my life which was the biggest part of self-discovery that I've ever had. And there was a giant hill that was next to where we had our bus parked.
Did it say Sturgis in rocks?
No, but I did see that.
Yeah.
I know where that's at. Or I did see that.
Yeah.
But it was a huge hill, and I thought that, you know, if I could climb up that hill – I could get up that thing, that it would just be real, that I really wanted to do that. Something was pulling me to do that. And I was really going through a tough time, especially being out on the road for so as long as I was with this particular group. And just, you know, some inner kind of turmoil. And I thought I could just, if I could get up this hill, then I could, you know, it would be something. There would be something there. And so I did it around 3 o'clock in the morning. I climbed this hill. And everybody was asleep on the bus, and it was exhausting. And I finally get up this hill, and I'm like just dirt in my shoes, dirt on my face, sweating, can't really breathe. And I get up on top of this hill, and I look out into the distance, and there's just mountain ranges and the most beautiful landscape I've ever seen. So it was kind of – it meant something to me at that time that if I can just get up this hill, keep my nose to the dirt, and keep doing what I'm doing, then there's something greater on the other side of this. And it really meant something to me at the time. And at that time, I'd actually taken this tour with this group playing bass to finance this record.
Wow.
So it meant a lot to me to see that. And that's why I ended up calling it the Dakota Hill.
And you were right.
Yeah.
There was something up there.
There was. I didn't know what. Yeah. I thought that if I could just get to the and look down, if I could get to the top and look down at everything, I thought that might do something or, you know, give me some kind of a meditative perspective. But it was what was on the other side of the hill, I think, that counted, that I didn't know about, you know. So it meant something to me.
And then, see, that's just like chance comes to the prepared mind, right?
Yes.
If you're open,
I agree
then
with
you
that.
Can receive.
I've seen that so much in the past 7 months. I've seen that so much, and I know it to be true now.
Right on.
Yeah.
We're in studio with Brooks Daugherty. Brooks Daugherty Music connects you to his work on Facebook. You can find a link to information about this upcoming gig, his CD release at Hannah's here in the heart of our Gem City, downtown Dayton. Hannah's, again, that's a Friday night. He'll be playing with Roanoke out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah,
is that right?
And also Tony Red Band from here in Dayton, a band that I played with for years, and a great friend of mine, Tony Herdman. So he'll be there as well.
Circles completing.
Yes,
lovely.
Exactly.
Will you do us another Brooks? It's close to Bruce. Brooks Daugherty, would you play us another?
Sure, sure. Definitely. This is one called Memphis. And this is about a girl that I dated that her ex-boyfriend just beat the hell out of me one time. So. And this is about her.
Hope it was worth it.
Oh, she was a sweetheart. You'll hear all about her.
Memphis is 200 miles away. Memphis is 200 miles away. Memphis is 200 miles, so I just said a laughing smile. Memphis is where that old evil woman stayed. She had a chip on her shoulder since the day she left her home. She thought her daddy didn't love her, and she was born to roam. She played my heart just like a guitar, and she didn't skip a beat. Now I thank the Lord above, she's so far away from me, because Memphis is 200 miles away. Memphis is 200 miles away. Memphis is 200 miles, so I just sit and laugh and smile. Memphis is where that old evil woman stays. Well, that guy who went to jail, but he didn't like to play. When he got out and he found out, he kicked my ass 6 ways to Sunday. And she laughed until she cried. And when they both thought I had died, I crawled away. I made my escape, because Memphis is 200 miles away. Memphis is 200 miles away. Memphis is 200 miles, so I just sit and laugh and smile. Memphis is where that old evil woman stays. Well, I heard she never settled down, always on the run. She wrote letters to my old hometown, but I never got one, because Memphis is 200 miles away. Memphis is 200 miles away. Memphis is 200 miles, so I just sit and laugh and smile. Memphis is where that old evil woman stays. Memphis is where that old evil woman stays. Memphis is where that old evil woman stays.
So she wasn't a sweetheart.
She wasn't. She was for a time. No, I forgot half of the first verse, but if you get the record,
parts.
It's on there. Yeah. So, but and that was that's where she's the best. She really shines in that.
Right on. What's the name of that one?
That's just called Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right on.
That's the second track on there.
We are in studio with Brooks Daugherty. You can find him at Brooks Daugherty Music on Facebook or at the hashtag at 8ROOX, which kind of spells Brooks if you squint.
It kind of does.
Brooks is an interesting name. So you're born and raised here in our gem city. Tell us about how you first came to music.
Well, I grew up, everybody in my family does music, every single person on both sides. So it was, you know, I just grew up in a musical home, and every time we'd get together for the holidays or anything, we were just surrounded by music. My sister, Stefan, also does music full time, and my little sister, Celeste, who was really the most talented of all of us naturally, just didn't really want to go that route and do music.
Interesting.
So, you know, it's kind of cool, but she can still really sing and play piano and all that stuff. And we get together and we sing, kind of like our parents did when we were younger. So we do.
You've got extended cousins in the whole nine yards with that?
Every single extended cousin.
Wow.
We all got together. We get together for funerals nowadays. But the last one that we got together with, because they all live in Georgia and Kentucky and Alabama, but it was so crazy because, you know, I sometimes forget how talented they are, and then when they come up and play and sing, I'm nervous to play and sing around them because they're so good, and that's what happened this last time. So it's a huge blessing to me to just be around them. And just to kind of, it's affirming to know that that's where I come from, and it really, it kind of gives me a little boost of encouragement whenever I see them because they all are so talented, and you know, everybody in the family does it, even some of the people that married into the family. So it's kind of crazy.
Musicians only?
Yeah, musicians only. Well, I think it just kind of worked out that way, which is really interesting. So
talk about a real world sort of expression of how the ties that bind us musically.
It's true. It really was in our blood. And even my great-grandparents that literally came over from Ireland and lived on a dirt floor in Kentucky, they all played banjo and guitar, both my great-grandma and my great-grandpa on my dad's side. So I guess, you know, it was almost probably like a town like Deliverance. And it was my family playing on the front porch, so that's where we come from.
Hey, man, think of it. You know, no electricity, no entertainment other than what we ourselves
proffer. I like it. I think it's cool. I think it's really cool.
Wonderful.
You know?
Yeah. So from a long line of musicians, we're happy to be visited today by the current manifestation. It is Brooks Daugherty, Daugherty. Look him up on Facebook at Brooks Daugherty Music. Look him up on Friday, March 9th at Hannah's. That's at 121 North Ludlow in the heart of our beautiful gem city. Going to be there with a couple other acts. Will you play solo that night?
I will have a band with me that night. Basically, almost all the people that played on the record, with the exception of Johnny Neal, who's, a friend of YSO. He's been up here and done that. Former Allman Brother. He was the one that did keyboard or some of the keyboard and organ on the record, so I was really happy to have him on.
Did you meet him down in Nashville, or how?
We met actually in Dayton, which is crazy. We were playing a friend of ours, Norm Demetrioleus. We were playing his birthday bash after he had passed away, and we just really hit it off musically, and you know, we just became buddies. So he's got a studio down in Nashville. And we would just, you know, kind of just developed a friendship and just would get together and write and play together and just hang out. And we ended up starting to do some road dates together last year. And he's just a musical mentor of mine. And it's always been a hero. Before I even met him, I knew who he was because I'm such a huge fan of the Allman Brothers. And to be able to go out on the road with him and kind of gain the influence from him. And he had a lot to do, I think, with the attitude that I have towards music now. He has a very kind of a free attitude about music. He just says, you know, just play it. You know, you're not going to do anything better than you think, or you're not going to do anything better than what you can do. So just, you might as well just play it. And that's kind of the attitude that we took to this record, is just most of it was cut live.
Really?
And we have one track on the record that's cut completely live. That we just did on Tuesday of last week. It was the last track that we recorded. So now the record's finished. We're just mixing it and mastering it. But that's kind of the attitude that we wanted to have. We wanted it to be real and raw and kind of have a real human element to the music, because not that the opposite of that is bad, but it seems like to me so much that when you get into a lot of modern music, there's so much that's affected about it that the end product doesn't sound very human to me. And I think that that's what I love. That's what I love personally about music, is the human quality of it and the human element of expression. You know, the unfettered bond that we have with our art in that way. And when you start tuning up things and quantizing everything, it ends up sounding more like a computer than a piece
and
of music.
It does. And I mean, I noticed like what's, you know, super popular, like the, you know, platinum selling artists, super polished, super repetitive.
Right. Yes.
Super repetitive.
Definitely.
Just over and over and over and over. I agree wholeheartedly with what you say about the human aspect of it. It's pretty brave to go completely live for a recording. Good on you. I can't wait to hear it.
Well, yeah, I'm very excited to get it out there. I'm really, it's one of the best things I've ever done. And to me, it's more of a trophy of my kind of building myself up over the past several months and just going through so much and kind of my journey of self-discovery. It's more of a trophy than anything else, I think, to tell myself, hey, buddy, I love you and I got your back and we're doing this together. And
talking to yourself.
You know, yeah.
I love it.
Absolutely. Definitely.
Good. Yeah.
So I think that was the true journey of self-discovery is really internally being able to kind of tell myself, I love you, dude. I love what you do, and you're important to me, you know? So
you looked out from the Dakota Hill and saw yourself.
Wow. Yeah,
right,
exactly.
On. Right.
Definitely.
On. You can get a copy of this CD, The Dakota Hill, if you are at Hannah's there at 121 North Ludlow on Friday. That'll be March 9th, Friday, March 9th. Of course, after that date, the people can get it from the various spigots online.
Well, actually, it's a funny thing. I'm releasing it just here in Dayton to the people that are at the show.
And,
at first, because it's going to be my friends and family, and you know, if anybody listening comes, that'd be great too. So I'm releasing it there to the folks that are there
on site,
and then I'll start to release it probably sometime closer to the spring. As far as different platforms of music, but I wanted my friends to have it, my friends and family, to be able to listen to it and to give it to them in that way, you know.
So it's sort of like the early bird.
Yeah, well, just kind of like, hey, here, because this is where I'm from and I love Dayton, and I come back here as often as I can because I love the people here. And, you know, I definitely love my home in Nashville, but Dayton's where I'm from, and so that's, you know, that's where my roots are, I think. So that's kind of where I want to give the record to the people that kind of helped make it, in the sense, and bringing me up and my friends and family around here, you know. So
right on. Brooks Daugherty. Look him up, Brooks Daugherty Music, or 8ROOX, which kind of spells Brooks, or be one of the friends and family that join him
and
on Friday, March 9th.
If anybody's out there listening, want a copy of the record and can't make it out or anything like that, you can just send me an email and I'll just send you the tracks. The email is just skorbdaugherty@gmail.com. That's just Brooks backwards and then my last name, Daugherty. And, you know, because I really think at the end of the day, I just want to share it with people. I want to kind of just get in people's hands and just bounce it off people, see what their ideas of it are, and just, you know, share it, really, because that's, at the end of the day, I think what artists really want to do is just kind of share expression, and that's what I want to do, definitely. So if anybody really wants it out there, I'll even send you the unfinished product right now that I have, if you want to, and that email, again, is just skorbdaugherty@gmail.com.
So the Brooks backwards, Daugherty at gmail.com. Will you do us one more, Brooks?
Yeah, I'll do
just
one more.
At the light.
This one is about kind of a breakup that I had that kind of spawned a lot of kind of self-discovery. And then also I quit drinking about 7 months ago on June 30th of 2017. And this is kind of a journey or a song about, you know, the loss of that and getting through, you know, drinking and that sort of thing, and it's called Can't Quit on You.
last call of love and the troubles of two hearts and a couple drinks. I stayed here, you stayed gone, but you left all your memories. So I pour myself a glass and I turn the lights on low and play the songs that we used to, the songs that we love, and I dance around with you inside my head, where everything's the same it was before, except for all the words we said. And I don't drink like I used to, I stay in at home, but I find myself still pouring shots for two. Yeah, I'll quit drinking, but I can't quit on you. Rumors walk, people talk, and I heard you're with someone new. That's just fine, I hope he's kind, but I pray that it isn't true. 'Cause I pour myself a glass and I turn the lights on low and play the songs that we used to, the songs that we love, and I dance around with you inside my head, where everything's the same it was before, except for all the words we said. And I don't drink like I used to, I stay in at home, but I find myself still pouring shots for two. Yeah, I'll quit drinking, but I can't quit on you. I keep thinking you might call and come back after all these lonely play the songs that we used to, the songs that we love, and dance around and fall down to the bed, where everything's the same it was before, except for all the words we said. And I won't drink like I used to, we'll stay here at home and pour just one more down for me and you, and I'll quit drinking, I'll quit drinking, but I can't quit on you.
Brooks Daugherty, live on Excursions. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful, beautiful sort of heart and soul to your body of work. Looking forward to
thank you so much, Nikki. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Well, thanks so much for coming on today. I put links up on WISO's Facebook page to the event. Again, the CD release party right here in our gem city at Hannah's. It's at 121 North Ludlow, downtown Dayton. That's on Friday, March 9th. And you can find out who all will be there, and hopefully you will too. You can get a copy of your very own of the new CD, and you keep us posted, all right?
I will, definitely. Right. Thank you so much.